Hello, I'm Jill Wigmore-Welsh and I'm a Feldenkrais practitioner and I'm also a physical therapist. As a physical therapist, I work with people who have some form of issue to do with the way in which they use themselves, their physical self, to gain the outcomes that they want to achieve. So basically, if you think about moving, if you think about walking, if you think about standing, reaching, anything that you do where you use your physical self, as a physical therapist, I work in those areas. I've been practicing as a Feldenkrais practitioner now for quite some several years. And this particular lesson that we're going to do today is part of the neurological Feldenkrais series, but it can be used by anybody who is interested in helping themselves to stay active. So, the process that we're going to follow today is around exploring your balance. So, what is it to be balanced? Well, we're perhaps talking here about a state of an emotional state, a state of feeling easy and calm. Some sort of process of interacting with the outside world. And the same applies to your physical state. As you move through space, you need to be able to keep your balance to prevent yourself from falling. So, balance involves movement control, awareness of surroundings, and an interaction between yourself and the surroundings. You need to have a degree of strength in muscles, and you need to have an ability to know where your, if you, for want of a better description, your body parts, your arms, legs, your limbs, where they are in relation to space. So let's start off with this very simple process of assessing how your balance is today. We're going to start with a very, very easy test of your balance. I say very, very easy, but of course it does depend on how you're feeling on today. This test of balance is done in standing. If you need to have something in front of you to hold on to, make sure you position yourself so that you have something there. Can only just manage to stand up, say using the arms of the chair. You might want to have the chair facing a table, a strong table that can't tip, or a wall, or a banister rail, or a window ledge, or something that you know is safe and secure. So if you do need to put a hand out to support yourself, you have it there. So position yourself however it is that you need to be. If you need something in front of you, that's fine. And look down towards your feet. Notice if you can put both your feet flat on the floor. For some people, that might be very difficult. If you find it too difficult and you can't put your feet flat on the floor, then we'll explore this in another process. You can still go through this process in your imagination. But I'd suggest that you don't do it in real time. So look down at your feet and allow your feet to come as settled and easy as you can onto the floor. And notice if you can have both of your feet so that your big toes are pointing straight forward in front of you. Try not to let them be too far out to the side, in other words, so that your heels are pointing in and your toes are pointing out, or the other way round. Just have a look down and see if you can arrange your feet in that sort of configuration. And have yourself sitting so that your knees are sort of somewhere over the tops of your feet. You might want to put your feet in or out just to see where that feels comfortable. So just spend a couple of minutes exploring, moving your feet in, moving them out. Noticing where it feels comfortable to have your weight going down through those feet. What is the place that your feet like to rest in? Do they like to rest with the toes out and the heels in? Do they like to rest with the toes in and the heels out? Maybe one foot feels more comfortable resting in or out than the other foot does. Just notice. And as you move your feet in and out, notice what it feels like as you're moving your feet. Can you feel your feet? As your feet are pressing down on the floor, what's the sensation like underneath your feet? Just notice. Just notice if it feels tingly or numb or soft or hard. Notice if they feel the same. Just explore moving these feet out to the side and in, and noticing what's the most comfortable, natural, normal position that you'd have your feet in if you were going to stand up. Just leave it a second or two and rest and relax back in the chair. Allow your weight to come off your feet as you relax back in the chair. And as you're relaxing, just imagining to yourself what it's like to bend your knees, put your feet underneath you, and just think what it's like to bend and straighten your legs, and perhaps just even do that in your imagination. We know that when you imagine yourself moving, as you imagine yourself moving, you're firing off the same neurological pathways in your brain that you do when you make the real movement happen. So as you're sitting here, imagining yourself just bending those legs and bringing them underneath you, that's right. You can focus all your attention on one leg if you want and then bring it over to the other. And then leave that alone and perhaps do the other leg. Just giving yourself a few seconds to imagine what it's like to bring your feet underneath you. And then beginning to start to come back to that start position again. Actually bringing your legs underneath your knees. And positioning your feet now, as we said at the beginning, so that your feet are underneath your knees, your toes pointing forward, and you can feel yourself able to take your weight. So you shift onto the chair forward a bit. And you begin to start to go through the process of getting ready to stand up. Now, for some of you listening to this here, you might think, well, that's not a difficult thing to do. I can just stand up in the chair. It's nice and easy. But for some people, just coming to the edge of the chair can be quite a challenge. So notice how you come to the edge of the chair. Just go far enough towards the edge of the chair that you're not going to slide off, obviously. And notice how you do that. How do you bring yourself to the position of being able to have your weight on your legs to come up into standing? What's the first thing that you do? Maybe for some people, to bring themselves forward in the chair, they actually lean backwards, pushing against the chair to move their pelvis and their glutes forward on the chair. They push themselves back by pushing into the backrest. Maybe some people wriggle forward, wriggle one side and then the other, bottom walk. Maybe some people put their hands on the arm of the chair and move themselves forward. So what is it that you do when you begin to start to bring yourself into the configuration of beginning to start to get ready to stand up? Just explore that a little. Just explore what it's like to bring yourself to the edge of the chair. Notice how long it takes. Notice if it's something you can do by yourself. And notice as you get yourself into that configuration, what does it feel like to be sitting without any support from the backrest? Is that something that you can do quite easily? Is it something that's quite a challenge? How does it feel to sit? Can you sit without holding on? Do you feel more safe if you're holding the arms of the chair, or would you hold onto your knees? Put your hands on your knees to help you to stay upright. So just notice what it is that you do. And if you've got yourself into this configuration and you've not really had any effort to get yourself into this position, you can move backwards and forwards a few times just to explore what it's like to sit back in the chair and move forward in the chair. And get yourself to this configuration of having your feet underneath you. Now, it might not be that this configuration is the configuration that you would have chosen when you explored where your feet wanted to be before. And begin to start to think about what's going to happen next when you come to want to stand up. So you're going to be up on your two feet. If you need something in front of you, you've got something in front of you there. If you need to push on the arms of the chair, whatever it is you may need to do, make sure you're safe. If this is something that you can't do, so maybe you need a carer to be alongside you. Maybe you need a family member to be there to make sure you're safe. If you're in a wheelchair, make sure the brakes are on. All of those things. Self-care is really important. So as you begin to start to get yourself into a position to come to stand up again, notice what it feels like at that point where you move so that your weight is coming forward to the edge of the chair and you're getting ready to stand. Observe what feels most natural for you. Is it to push on the arms of the chair? Is it to push on your legs? Is it just to stand up? Is it to reach forward and grab hold of something to pull yourself up? Again, just notice all of these different things as you begin to start to go through the process of beginning to start to bring yourself up into standing. So making sure you're safe and only doing this if it's something that you know that you're able to do. Bring yourself up into standing, that's right. Bring yourself up into standing and take as long as you need to in order to just feel that you're right up as tall as you can be. As you're standing, once you're up in standing, or if you're doing it in your imagination, once the imagined you is up in standing, allow yourself just to feel the weight going down through your legs. And notice how much work, how much effort you need to do in order to be able to stand up. And what is it like for you to stand and balance with your feet in this sort of parallel position? Tandem stand, I suppose we call it. Feet apart a little bit, level with each other. Where's the weight going? Is it on one leg, both legs? If perhaps you've had weakness or more strength on one side than the other side, you might find that you're naturally taking all of your weight over onto that side. What does it feel like? How does it feel for you to be standing up on your own 2 feet? This will vary greatly from person to person. Some people will find that this action and activity of just standing on 2 feet is a very simple thing to do. Some people will find it's extremely challenging. And when you're ready, you can sit yourself back down, allowing yourself to do it in whichever method of safety you feel you need to. So, holding on, using the arms of the chair or the surface in front of you, being supported by your carer, however it may be, just sit back down again. That's right. Remember how long it took you to learn how to do this when you were a child. And if you have a neurological problem, if you're someone who's had a stroke or has Parkinson's or MS or maybe has a brain injury or spinal injury, something that's caused them to have a lack of strength and control in the legs, this process can be very complex. So take a moment to have a rest. Allow yourself to rest. Sit back if you want to, against the backrest. And just let's think through in your imagination the steps and stages that we did just now. So I just suggested that you first of all put your feet so that they were both pointing forwards and level with each other. Feel what it felt like to have your feet in that configuration. I'm afraid my dogs in the background have decided that they want to bark at somebody outside. You'll have to excuse this. Have four border collies, and they're all young girls. So I'm afraid occasionally they see something outside which is exciting, and they stand up on their back legs and look out of the window, and they can't balance. So going back, we started with feet parallel, and then I suggested that you explored what it was and how it was that you wanted to put your feet that felt comfortable for you. And it may be that now you're sitting back in the chair, you begin to notice something about maybe the way one leg's turning or the other leg is turning that tells you something about how these legs like to sit, which direction your feet like to point in. Whether your heels like to turn in or turn out, what the patterns of your body are. And then we went through thinking about the feeling of getting your weight onto those feet, the sensation of what it's like to actually put the weight down, and what it was like for you. And then we went through moving forward in the chair, how that process was for you, just the movement, the simple movement if you like, but highly complex combination of actions that need to take place to bring yourself from resting against the back of the chair to sitting towards the edge of the chair. And then we began to explore the actual process of standing up. What was the first thing that you did? Pushing on the arms, pushing on your legs, leaning forward, not using your hands. And then we came up into standing, using whatever need and means required, or if you are unable to do that, just doing it in your imagination. So this is a very important part of the process of coming towards testing. Whether it is that we can test your balance in standing. Thinking about what it's like to actually balance on the edge of the chair without anything to rest and lean against. Some people, that's really hard to do. So just notice what it is that you learn through this process. When we do something on a day-to-day basis, it can be that we get into such a habit of doing it that we don't even notice what it is that we do. I know oftentimes when I'm recording lessons, I'll forget that perhaps sometimes people need more time. So when you're exploring with this lesson, just take your time. Take your time to notice what it feels like to move your legs in and out. Notice what it feels like when you finish the lesson and you sit back and you notice how your legs rest. What does that tell you about where your habits lie? You can repeat this lesson. You can explore bringing yourself forward and backwards. You can take small parts of the lesson. Each time you explore what it is that you do, when you do things unconsciously, it means that you can begin to start to develop an ability to change. So this short lesson has literally introduced that the start off process of coming up into standing. And you can repeat it over and over. I'll be taking the lesson on from here in the next podcast. But for now, I'll be signing off. And I look forward maybe to talking to you or hearing from you, your feedback. We're perfectly happy, welcome to send this all over the world to anyone you know who happens to be in a wheelchair or spends a lot of time sitting at home, who's interested in exploring how they can stand and maybe balance a little better. And I look forward to getting some feedback from them. So this is Jill Wigmore-Welsh from Reading in Berkshire here. Physiotherapist and Feldenkrais practitioner, just signing off, and I look forward to hearing from you how you get on. Thank you. Bye.